Where was your shelter? What?
I was staying in the YMCA.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, in Nashville. And I also had a room in with a family, a minister and his family, for part of that time.
You know, in those days, did you have your sights pretty firmly set on someday I'm going to be a lawyer?
No, I want to be a journalist. I want to be what you are. I want to be a journalist. See, I was in newspaper business in high school. And when I got out of high school, that interim between high school and the time I was able to go to college a couple of years later, I volunteered to work for the local Black Weekly, something called the Nashville Globe Independent. I did a lot of free work for them because they couldn't afford to pay anybody extra. So I just freelanced for free, you know.
Was that a useful experience?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I got books on how to write, you know, and I got camera to be able to take pictures to go along with the writing, and I used to give myself a test on powers of observance, you know, walk around the block, mm-hmm. try to notice everything, come back and write it down, then go back and check with what was there, you know, and just
try. What got you into this intensely focused kind of activity? This wasn't characteristic of your fellows that you visited with, was it?
Well, I a lot of them did, you know. Mm-hmm. People don't really understand that that part of the African American Southern culture of my generation and before. It had a peculiar focus. Not the word for it, but it was unusual, I think, for the times, in that it really had boundless optimism in what could be done if you were really highly qualified. Now, we used to say you had to be twice as good as the white person to get the same job. We didn't know realistically as kids what lay ahead, but we just thought we ought to be good at whatever we did. And we were encouraged by wonderful teachers, and we were supported by...
You mentioned the scoutmaster.
Yeah.
He has something to do
with... Oh, boy, Charles Chapman. Troop 107, St. Stephen's Baptist Church, Memphis, Tennessee. Wonderful, wonderful man who had a great troop, and he inculcated all kinds of values. He was a tremendous man. And I say very quickly that I had the happy occasion on his 93rd birthday or thereabouts a couple of years ago. He's now dead. To go back to Memphis, and along with Kroger, the big food retailer on whose board I serve and have the last 7 years, to set up a camping fund in his memory.
Oh, see, that must have been a delight.
Well, yeah, and he was, because I remained in contact with him off and on for, you know, the past 50-odd years, 55 years, I guess. But he was a big factor because the scouting movement and the way he portrayed it, the way he ran his troop, mm-hmm. and what he expected of the boys and how he was able to communicate with the boys, the idea of character and patriotism, mm-hmm.
all the and hard work
and hard work, yeah, oh yeah,
and self discipline.